Ariel Sharon, Prime Minister of Israel, has planned a visit to Canada on Monday, November 14th, and though it is rumored he may only appear via video link, some groups in Toronto say he's not welcome in any format. On Thursday, November 10th, the Coalition Against Israel's War Crimes held a panel discussion on the case against Sharon. They also screened part of a BBC documentary, The Accused, detailing Sharon's participation in the 1982 massacres at Palestinian refugee camps in Sabra and Shatila, Lebanon. Rhonda Muammar is an articling law student working on the case against Sharon. She describes why the Canadian government has yet to indict him on war crimes charges and what she is demanding from the government.
Prosecute Ariel Sharon because, I mean, there are a number of reasons as to why he wouldn't. First off, the problem is the Attorney General has to consent to the prosecution. The Attorney General is Erwin Kotler, and he's on a committee called Liberal Parliamentarians for Israel. He's also invited to speak at the same assembly as Ariel Sharon. He's made very clear what his views are, and they are they're not sort of amenable to an unbiased application of the law, domestically or internationally.
What were those three requests that you outlined earlier?
First is to have a declaration that that states that the requirement that the Attorney General approve for a prosecution of a war criminal is unconstitutional, because it imports a sort of political opinion into really labeling what is a crime. Secondly, if that is not unconstitutional and he is still able to decide single-handedly, unilaterally, on who a war criminal is, that he is breaching that requirement by not actually prosecuting Ariel Sharon. And thirdly, a declaration that the Attorney General, Erwin Kotler, has to declare him a war criminal.
Stephen Christoph is part of the Coalition Against the Deportation of Palestinian Refugees in Montreal. He was on the Thursday night panel and says the Canadian government has demonstrated their complacency toward the Palestinian cause, both at home and abroad.
This amazing effort that has been put together here in Toronto to hold Sharon account legally through the Canadian War Crimes Act, but also to mobilize and to organize against the invitation that was extended to Sharon for him to speak at a conference and to hold the same stage as the Prime Minister and the Justice Minister. Obviously, this has to be opposed, confronted, and that's what's happening. It has been clear throughout history, and it's ultimately very clear today, that the Canadian government stands in strong support of the State of Israel. It has since decades upon decades. That support is growing, and I think that the refusal of Palestinian refugee claims is a clear illustration of that support, because it's a refusal to recognize the fact that Palestinians are being forced to flee, are being forced to flee occupation, are being forced to flee military persecution, violence, and terror on a daily basis. And that's the reality. We should look at the way that our government participates directly in persecuting Palestinians, whether that's through foreign policy, through an overt support for Israeli occupation policies, whether it's through domestic policy. In this case, you know, from our work that we've been doing, it's Palestinian refugees who are being persecuted by the government of Canada.
If you want more information about Sharon's alleged war crimes, you can visit www.indictsharon.net or www.nowar.ca. On Monday, November 14th at 7 p.m., there will be a demonstration against Sharon at Metro Hall Square near King and John Streets. I'm Jen Watt for CKLN.